AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump signed a flurry of executive orders after being sworn in Monday, pardoning more than 1,500 charged in the January 6th Capitol riot, another keeping TikTok open to find a U.S. buyer.
Passed in Congress, it gives the president a right to make a deal or to close it. And we have 90 days to make that decision. But I could see making a deal where the U.S. gets 50% of TikTok, polices it a little bit or a lot. Depends on them.
In that Oval Office session, Trump also complained about U.S. support for Ukraine.
We're in the Ukraine war by $200 billion more than NATO. It's ridiculous because it affects them a lot more. We have an ocean in between.
Trump signed an order suspending all U.S. foreign assistance for 90 days and a death penalty order directing the attorney general to help states get lethal injection drugs. In other news, frigid temperatures have dropped south ahead of a winter storm expected to bring heavy snow and ice from Texas to North Florida. While on the West Coast,
gusty Santa Ana winds return to the Los Angeles area through Tuesday, bringing fears of new fires, says National Weather Service senior meteorologist Andrew Rourke in California.
We have a red flag warning with particularly dangerous conditions.
He notes the triple threat of low humidity, dry fuels, and those high winds.
55 to 65 and even 70 to 90 mile per hour winds in the mountains will be there just to cause fire behavior for any new fire starts to be extreme.
But he says there is some good news. Rain is forecast this weekend. Meanwhile, the Eaton fire is 87% contained and the Palisades 59%, according to Cal Fire. Evacuation orders remain in effect, and officials warn that other residents need to be ready to go if new fires start. I'm Julie Walker.
This is AP News. A benefit concert's in the works in the wake of LA's wildfires. Jennifer King on the latest artists signing up.
Hold me through the fire.
Billie Eilish, Lady Gaga, Sting, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers are among those slated to take the stage at Fire Aid, a benefit concert for Los Angeles area wildfire relief. Tickets go on sale Wednesday at noon Pacific time. The January 30th event will be widely broadcast. It's grown so large it will now take place in two venues, LA's Intuit Dome and the adjacent Kia Forum, with proceeds to go to wildfire relief under the direction of the Annenberg Foundation. Those performing include Katy Perry, Tate McRae, Olivia Rodrigo, Gracie Abrams, Alanis Morissette, Joni Mitchell, Green Day, Jelly Roll, and many more.
Hold me through the fire till I see the dawn when the night fades away and hopes reborn.
I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Step, you lead me higher, Lord, carry me, hold me through the fire.
Thank you for listening.